Vermont is the largest per capita recipient of federal funds for broadband expansion. Much of the money is going to Springfield-based VTEL to build a statewide wireless broadband network. The build-out is aided by a state law that makes it possible to circumvent local zoning laws to erect telecommunications towers. As VPR Steve Zinn reports, Calais is the latest community to confront the tension between local control and the state's desire to expand broadband service.
VTEL's wireless broadband system depends on a network of 169 sites. In many cases, the company has used existing towers and structures, but in Calais, the company wants to erect its own 140-foot tower. Several dozen Calais residents turned out Wednesday night to listen to a presentation by VTEL representatives. No one who spoke supported the project. They raised a number of concerns, including the impact of the tower on pristine views and property values, and they questioned the need for additional broadband service. Many were critical of the process itself. Under a state statute designed to speed broadband expansion in Vermont, telecommunications companies are not required to go through the Act 250 and local zoning process when they erect towers, which means the projects aren't subject to local review. The projects are approved by the Public Service Board. Calais Select Board member John Brabant says the statute essentially renders residents powerless in this and future projects.
Then it's going to be VTEL's competitor with yet another technology, and they're going to be over here. And then it's going to be somebody else with some kind of new groovy thing. And there's going to be 50 reasons why we should circumvent every public process. This is a bad track we're on.
The statute, known as 248A, which was first passed by the legislature 8 years ago, will have to be renewed by lawmakers in 2017. Public Service Department Telecom Director Jim Porter told the crowd it's in the interest of the state and the telecom companies to take local concerns into account.
We certainly have an interest, as I know do the legislators that we work with, in seeing this process be as fair as possible.
Porter says the department sometimes recommends that applications be altered and often works with telecom companies to change projects. Elizabeth Kohler, an attorney representing VTEL, says the statute works by providing a forum for local concerns.
We take very seriously siting appropriately, and I think we have a very good track record of working with communities, modifying locations. We're here tonight, I think, is demonstration of this collaborative process.
But residents said the fact remains there's no local review of projects, and they said the truncated application process for telecom towers doesn't allow time for a community to respond. Last year, VTEL withdrew an application for a tower in neighboring Plainfield. At the time, company president Michelle Guité was quoted as saying, "If the town says we can't be here, we say, okay, we'll go somewhere else." Asked about that statement, VTEL's Gordon Matthews told Calais residents there isn't time to find an alternate site because of the federal deadline for completing the project.
There are instances where we have modified a project or walked away from a project, particularly in Plainfield. We don't plan on doing that here.
Matthews says alternate locations to the Calais site have already been looked at and none would work as well. For Calais resident Marge Garfield, the frustrations are twofold. There's the tower itself, and then there's the process.
You know, everyone in this room thinks the process does nothing for us, that we're muted, that we're muzzled.
Despite the reservations about the process, the Calais Select Board plans to pursue party status in the Public Service Board's deliberations. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.